This episode of the Wrestling Podcast is brought to you by PayMaya. Don't pay cash, pay Maya. Kasi every payment through PayMaya may balik. May balik na convenience, may balik na rebates and discounts, at higit sa lahat, may good karma sa PayMaya. San ka pa nakakita ng payment app na bawat bayad mo may isusukli sa'yo? Sa PayMaya, mas malayo talaga ang malilipad ng pera mo. And if you want to be part of all the action on PayMaya, use our exclusive promo code and we're going to split it again, kind of like what we did last week. So as we did last week, the first half of the code is WW. That is WW for wrestling. So again, that is WW. Stick around for the second half of the promo code in a bit.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zeta Zane.
Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
Hey, this is TJP, the Phil-Am Flash, and you are listening to Stan, Ro, Chino, and Camos on the Wrestling Podcast.
You are listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, at your service. To my right, Ro Maran. To my left, Chino Liao. And returning for this week's episode of the podcast.
From the curse.
From the Camus curse, Raf Camus.
I know.
It's real.
Yeah, it is real.
It's fucking real.
Nobody said it wasn't, Camus.
Oh,
no, no, he has to confirm it's real.
Chino? Mamaya ako mag-sprak, pero it's real, that's why.
Oh, do you not want to get it out of the way? Because I know you're happy. I know you're having a great week. I mean, you showed up to the studio looking like you were Chairman Mao.
No, something good happened to you, and you're here.
It's a Sami Zayn cosplay.
Yes, okay, yes, clearly.
Clearly. Mm. Clearly it is.
Yeah, so would you like to get something out of your system?
Yeah, you want
do
the
we have the
minutes?
Timer? Do we
you
have
want,
the timer?
Why do you?
Do we have the fucking timer? No, save it for later. Save it for later when
save
we start talking
what?
About
it.
No, when we start talking about the Elimination Chamber. Just do it now.
Yeah, we're already here. We're going in raw, Camus.
All right.
So raw.
Okay. Timer.
Now.
So, Sami Zayn is your motherfucking Intercontinental Champion.
Baby.
It has been more than almost 2,000 days since Sami Zayn. No, it's 1,600 something.
Yeah, yeah.
But pushing that many days.
No, 1,800 something, sorry.
So many days without a championship. The man deserves it. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing. The match itself is not great.
So this is how you feel, huh?
Set up, baby.
Set up, baby, indeed, motherfucker. Do you know how happy I was? Like I saw the result first. I saw the result first, and then you watch the match. And it's an okay match. It's a setup story layup type
it's
of thing.
It's obviously not, you know, an in-ring classic.
It's not.
Not
a 60 it's nowhere.
Iron Man
no.
Match.
And it's not
Broadway.
It's not a Broadway.
It's not supposed to be either.
It's not supposed to be. But whatever happens, that belt is going to be defended at WrestleMania in some form or fashion.
Sure, I mean, obviously, because we have 17 matches lined up for WrestleMania.
Oh, fucking hell. But you see, Sami Zayn, for the first time in his career, is going into WrestleMania as champion. It is a beautiful day. Yes, it is. I am happy. But you know what? I wish the match was better. Yun lang talaga.
So nagre-reklamo ka pa sa lagay na to?
Oh, puta!
Yeah, no, it's totally fair because it's a 3-on-1. It's a total schmoz.
Wait. Camus still has 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah, we agreed before we went on the air that Camus would have 5 minutes.
Did
go
you
lose
pause?
His shit.
Are you pausing?
I'm pausing
shit?
It right now. You're at 1:37.
Okay, let's continue.
Sprach.
Let's continue. At the end of the day, Sami Zayn is your WWE Intercontinental Champion.
Yes, thank you, Captain Obvious.
And at the end of the day, he will retain this championship at WrestleMania against whichever challenger it may be. So you fantasy bookers who are thinking Cesaro's going to turn on him, Nakamura's going to turn on him, Braun Strowman's going to win it back. I don't care. I don't care. Let me fucking have this, guys. Let me have this. Because there are people out there who recognize the hard work of the genius that is Sami Zayn.
Technically, no one's trying to take this from you.
Yeah, you sound so defensive.
You've been on Twitter lately. You see how many people are shitting on this move? You know how many people on wrestling Twitter, wrestling Reddit have been shitting on this move? It's like, oh yeah, this is like just so he doesn't go to AEW and bullshit. Fuck you, he's good enough for WWE. He always was.
I don't think he wanted to go to AEW anyway.
But his friends are there.
Yeah, but so are other people's friends.
I know, but I look at it all the fucking time, and then it's like, Sami Zayn's gonna move. Sami Zayn's gonna go back to the Indies. All that bullshit. No, he's staying put. He's being rewarded for being a good soldier, the way good soldiers should be. And
talaga yung cosplay mo or yung ano imitation of WWE fans. Like you had to make them sound like Apu.
Yeah. I'm good with it. I'm good with it. I'm very happy. I want to see where the defenses go. I want to see what they have planned for him for Mania or the lead up to Mania, and let's just enjoy this because it's good. It's good wrestling. It makes me happy. I think other people will enjoy it down the line, but
no, clearly they don't because you're already spracking against them, so somebody's not enjoying this.
Yeah, some people aren't, but then down the line Sami Zayn can make gold out of this, and I cannot wait. End timer.
Okay. 3:20, not bad. Yeah. He still has a minute and 40 seconds.
He's the 3-minute man. Oh, you're not Camus.
Yeah, I'm good.
It's fine.
I'm good. Welcome back to the podcast, Camus. Good job.
Yeah. So yesterday, that was Elimination Chamber, and our Discord chat just went nuts when Sammy won the title. Obviously, I think it happened while I was on my way home from work. So
it's
when
a
I got home,
beautiful fucking thing.
And for those of you that don't know, Discord is an app,
much like PayMaya.
Yeah.
Much like Bay Maya.
The Smart Henry Discord chat really blew up. It was a good day. It was a happy day knowing that Sammy would be Intercontinental Champion, or that, you know, we'll get to see the moment happen. But Elimination Chamber as a whole was a messy show.
I wouldn't say messy. It's not the mess that is bothersome about it, but more of it was it was very late in the game. It was... No. It was late in the game.
It was 3 hours 40. It was a long, non-big four show.
I was about to get to that. Nah. It was tiring. It peaked in the first half, for sure. Yep. It peaked in the SmackDown Tag Team Championship Chamber.
Yes.
And
yes,
it did. It was highly inconsequential for the most part.
We talked about this last week, nung nag-predictions tayo, diba, na these Elimination Chamber matches didn't really mean anything. Kasi,
I figured out why. I don't know if... I can't remember if we discussed why that was. I figured that it was because this pay-per-view, normally in February in years past, now it's in March, and we have like 4 weeks away from WrestleMania.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's too late in the game to be really changing anything about the cards. Because we all know by now who is in the big matches at WrestleMania.
Yeah, because the big changes that were going to happen in Saudi.
Yeah, exactly. And Saudi forced Elimination Chamber to be in March. So we have a chamber pay-per-view that really didn't change much because everything was set for WrestleMania.
Nisha, tulad nung last year, na there was a big question about whether or not Daniel Bryan would lose the championship, whether Kofi Kingston would actually get his moment to shine, if he would actually win. That was a big question heading into last year.
Because that was in February. It was still, a couple of months or a month and a half away.
So yeah, parang nangyari, it was Saudi took the place of where the Elimination Chamber was supposed to
be. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, whereas this year, diba, you look at the field for the Raw Women's Championship number one contender spot, and sobrang halata na it would be Shayna Baszler. Mm.
But the manner in which that went.
No, even though it wasn't the best manner either.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Well, you're probably in the minority.
No, with the Raw Chamber, Women's Chamber match, it was more effective in the way that they booked Shayna to be this strong heel who didn't have to rely on yung mga alipores niya.
But even then, it wasn't even that effective. Like, are we talking about the chamber now?
Let's start with that.
It was super weird the way it went down. And I understand everyone on Wrestling Twitter who is griping about this, because once I saw it for myself, I understood why exactly people were turning on it. And people in Philadelphia were also turning on it live in the audience, right? So you have these four to start. I mean, four before Shayna.
Shayna fourth.
So three women to start the match. They all do their thing. you know, busy work because everyone knows they weren't going to go over.
Yeah.
And then Shayna comes out, takes all of them out one by one. And then for the next, what, 10 minutes or so, she waits around while Liv Morgan comes out next, and then she gets taken out really quickly. Then Asuka comes out next to have a little bit of a fighting chance, but then still gets taken out really quickly.
You know what I was thinking when I was watching this match? Parang WWE 2K. So ikaw si Shayna Baszler, tapos inimba mo lang lahat ng kalaban mo. That's basically it. It's kind of like the Brock Lesnar part of the Royal Rumble match.
I can see. Yeah,
someone comes in, you take them out, which is how you'd want to do it in the video game.
Which makes sense because they're booking Shayna to be the female Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Obviously, they were making, they were taking cues from Brock Lesnar's booking, but it was so.
Blatant?
No, it was not blatant. It was so. Sobrang dead air niya by that time. And for some reason, it wasn't even in the same way that Brock was waiting for people to come out. But it seemed to me that the intervals between you know, entrance in the Elimination Chamber was way longer than people in the Royal Rumble.
I think it also matters na yung field was just really so stacked nung Royal Rumble, whereas in Elimination Chamber, it was stacked in the opposite way. And I'm saying this in the sense that I'm not going to expect any of the members of the Riot Squad to upset Shayna Baszler. Whereas in the Royal Rumble, we saw Ricochet hit Brock Lesnar in the nuts, then Drew McIntyre just claymored him out.
In the Rumble, you don't have to pin or submit anyone, right?
Yeah, so yeah.
You can just take them out somehow, some way, over the top rope.
So would this method be better executed in the Rumble? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe, I would say so.
I'm not sure. I just know that it didn't go over as well as they would have liked in this format.
Parang if they really wanted to do that, I couldn't see why not have Shayna come out last and, you know, systematically take everyone out and, you know, have it still be exciting.
Question for you. So Philly managed to boo the entire chamber match because it just sucked the life out of everyone, right?
Yeah.
But would you say that this was WWE's way of trolling again just to get heat in this era of wrestling?
It's easy to say that, yes, but I do think they were trying hard to make something out of it.
What would they get though by trolling the fans?
To boo Shayna, yeah, or to boo Shayna, the match, therefore you boo Shayna because she's the last person
standing. Gets ka naman yun.
You're not supposed to like Shayna Baszler. You're not supposed to cheer or swoon over her.
Yeah. And wait, so y'all good? Y'all good?
No.
Zero has a point.
Okay. I was.
Go. Get your
I was
get
about
your
to say
out.
That.
You can have Kamus's 1 minute 40.
No, I mean, like, I get what they were trying. I get that they might have tried to do that, but I also think that they were trying something different here, the same way they were trying something different with Brock at the Rumble. So it was an experiment. The experiment didn't go over. I don't think it was such blatant trolling on their part.
Okay, Gamos.
Okay, so everyone here, we all know Shayna and how she wrestles.
Well,
right?
Become close.
No. We know how she wrestles. We're familiar. We're familiar with her work. The broader WWE audience, like the casual. I'm not just talking about the casuals, but I'm talking about the people who only watch the main shows and pay per views.
You mga hindi nag-go homework.
Yeah. Yung mga tao na hindi nag-go homework wouldn't necessarily be familiar with Shayna's style and what she's capable of doing. If you look at it, like if you watch this match and this was your first introduction to Shayna Baszler, isn't that a pretty good introduction for her?
Here's another thing, though.
Like, just.
No. I was hoping that something good would have come out of the last few minutes where it was just her and Asuka.
Yeah.
Pero
sayang yun.
It didn't for two women who are products of NXT, of the NXT system, who have brought out the NXT magic back in their day. Parang this didn't seem like they were two products of NXT. You know what I mean? Like,
parang, it felt off.
It felt off.
It did feel off, I would say.
They could have done better for sure, having come from NXT, and I don't know why that did not happen.
I also want to point out that Kama speaks as if Shayna hasn't been seen on the main roster before, but the truth is, she was all over Survivor Series. She actually closed the show.
Yeah. Mm.
She beat Charlotte and Bayley, right?
Becky.
And that was and as Bayley. NXT. That was an NXT. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Valid. Yeah, so it's not like the casuals or the main roster only people are seeing Shayna for the first time.
Yeah.
To some extent, they already have had a taste of what she can do.
And this is the establishment of that character. That's sort of what I'm trying to drive na. if you were to cement her, Shayna Baszler as a legitimate threat to whoever on the roster, this was a good way to do it. It wasn't the best way, but this is why I like this match, because it's like you look at it, you're like, oh shit, we should be afraid of her.
Yeah, the idea in a man of her being so overpowered was fine with me. It's just that to have her come out in the middle and then slow the entire match down to the dead air because she managed to dispatch everyone so quickly, parang wasn't that great of an experiment.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if they really wanted to make her like a savage competitor, diba? Dapat sinira na lang yung mga pods and she would have dragged Liv and Asuka out, then just beat them herself.
Yeah. Like Mark Henry style.
Yeah.
No, to me, kasi parang once everyone in the match prior to the two were done for, I couldn't understand why they just didn't release the next people.
Kasi may time daw.
Yeah, I mean, may time. Pero parang, okay, now, y'all, this is what's happening, y'all.
Feeling this has more to do with the mechanics
of
the chamber.
Yeah, gets good. It's the mechanics of the chamber that, what, 2 minutes, 3 minutes?
Two minutes.
But it was, if I were the one running the show, like, okay, let's bring them all out and, you know, just have a match. Have some action.
Okay, here's another question that I want to bring out for everybody. Let's put this on the table. Is it time to retire the Elimination Chamber?
I just don't want it to be a pay-per-view in which feuds that don't warrant it are forced to be in the chamber.
Yeah, because it's become more of a novelty than actually something that matters. Wherein you just stick any random match in there and
the whole... February na, kasi may Elimination Chamber season na.
Yeah, diba? Like, it's just a thing that has to happen regardless of whether or not it matters.
Yeah, but remember, Royal Rumble naman every January.
No, I mean, but you know, Royal Rumble is it's a hallmark, it's a touchstone, a touch point of the entire season. That
it has major booking consequences.
You have a major implication in which whoever wins it, it's a free-for-all.
Whereas with the Chamber, yeah. I mean, look at what happened. It became almost, well, pretty much inconsequential at this point in time.
Yeah, remember back in the day in the RA era, when the champion had
RA era.
Yeah, remember when the champion had to have feuded with a lot of people, and that's the only time when the chamber was needed.
It wasn't its own thing. When they made it its own thing, I felt like they jumped the shark.
It's like if you remember the first time we got the chamber in New Year's Revolution, you remember
that. No, the first time we got it was 02 Survivor Series.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Man.
But the one that sticks out in my mind is New Year's Revolution. Sure. That I think is still the perfect way to book an Elimination Chamber. How far detached are we from that level of intensity, uncertainty? And I mean, sure, the edge moment was great, but there was so much going into that kind of chamber. You're like, wow, this is pretty fucking spectacular.
But is it also because nung time na yon, we were new fans na medyo wide-eyed pa tayo?
Nah, it was novelty.
I don't know about you, Chino, because you come from a different generation, apparently.
No. I actually don't see it that way. I just see it as the chamber not being special anymore. Just like how the Hell in a Cell isn't as special anymore.
All of the gimmick matches to me are no longer special. TLC, Hell in a Cell,
Cage match
Elimination
still,
Chamber.
Once in a while, a cage match can.
No,
be
the cage,
fun.
There's no cage pay per view, I say. Unless you count TNA's lockdown.
No. Wait long. NXT last week had two cage matches
but
in
that's
one
what,
show.
That's what I was gonna
but
say.
To be fair, these two feuds that got the cage matches actually deserve the cage
also,
matches.
Also, you guys are forgetting about War Games.
War Games is still pretty fucking sick.
You guys are forgetting about the fact that in NXT, War Games actually matters.
Yes.
Blood feuds are settled.
They plan these storylines.
Wait, minadali rin nila yung War Games last year. We talked about it on the show.
Yeah, they did.
But
it still came out pretty fucking great.
And WWE can just as well argue now, hey, look at the SmackDown Tag Team Championship match. Was that not sick? Because it was.
It was.
But it was ultimately inconsequential.
Which is, I guess.
It's like a pebble in the grand pond that is.
But
the
it was.
Okay.
So we're basically trying to have it both ways here.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting.
No. I would say that NXT still does a pretty good job of building up the storylines to make sure that War Games is at least deserving of the. I mean, the feuds are still deserving of War Games.
War Games.
Kasi kahit papano, they still build up the blood feuds enough to make it make to make War Games make sense.
War Games.
Okay, hype
are you,
man.
Are you just saying War Games?
No, he's being my hype man.
War Games.
I'm saying War Games.
War Games.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you devolved into a Pokemon named War Games?
But and also, War Games, well, it's not like NXT is giving War Games to everyone. But okay, there are two War Games matches on the card.
There's a women's War Games and a men's War Games.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop saying War Games!
War Games!
War Games.
It's so much fun after you've watched that GIF so many times.
Why would you do that?
Why?
What is wrong with you?
Why?
You don't watch GIFs over and over again?
No.
I do. I get it. I get the joy.
He gets it.
I get the joy.
He gets it.
Ganun ba kababaw yung
Kaya ka pinabalas eh.
There are some things that make me smile, Stan.
No, but going back to the discussion, the Elimination Chamber argument goes for all of these
gimmick matches
that have their own pay-per-views, except for Royal Rumble. Because
Royal Rumble is always going to be great.
The Rumble is by itself an institution. It's like the postseason.
Okay, think about it this way. When did we stop caring about Survivor Series?
Well, I care about it now because my brand warfare na nangyayari.
Yeah.
Kahit pa paano.
Okay, but when did we stop? When did we stop caring about it as a whole? Because how many...
I don't know, 2008, 2009?
To me, I stopped caring about it when it was pretty obvious that they were stacking people who were feuding against each other.
Or yung mga random tag teams na pinagsama
nila. Yeah. People who were feuding.
Walang feud at whatsoever.
Yeah. Wala man lang build-up. Yeah. You know, I remember back in the day, like, Eddie would go around actively recruiting guys to be on his team.
Yeah, that was
fun. Can it
04? Yeah. 04, 05.
When it has 04, some 05. Backbone, yeah. Diba? Yeah. To form the teams. Hindi lang yung random, oh, good guy.
Ako. Yeah, yeah. So, parang, I want you on my team. He would go around and try to get people
And then like one or two people would turn on him in the process.
Sure.
It's still something. It's still something that, you know, could be cool. But at the end of the day, the chamber itself has nothing. It's lost a lot of the magic that it used to have. It's not violent. It's not as violent a structure.
Liv Morgan would like to argue.
I just don't want it to shoehorn people and stories.
Yeah, I mean, like fucking Lucha House Party, diba? Like, what did they do to earn a title shot?
Flippy shit. They needed somebody to hang off the rafters.
Flippy shit. Okay,
who else could do
Wait,
that?
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the spots just for in that match for a sec.
Go.
Just because. If you want to look at like cool
that was the
shit,
best. That was the best ceiling hang.
Yes,
spot
yes.
So like, far,
like TNA had a pretty good ceiling hang for that X division.
The Ultimate X.
The Ultimate X. Oh, that was pretty good. But this is by far. It's stuff that you should be able to do in WWE 2K, but unfortunately, it's still buggy.
It's also the type of thing that CM Punk would rail against. Like, remember that one rant he had on Twitter nakakaburat yung you have all these guys piling up next to one another, tas titingala sila, tas meron na palang maglalaan sa kanila.
Thanks for exposing every dive spot ever, Stan.
Well, you didn't need Stan to expose dive spots anyway.
Yeah, like you watch enough wrestling, you kind of get it.
It's pretty erroneous. So, all of a sudden there are 10 guys there.
Yeah.
I mean, like literally seconds before that, a bunch of them were lying down on the mat. And then the next minute, si John Morrison nakatingala na bigla. Ba't ka titingala, di ba? Sorry, this really sucks coming from someone who's one in the business and two is not a wrestler.
Wait, you've dived off.
He's been
turnbuckle to the outside.
Yes, also yes. True.
Yes, onto my freaking face.
Also true.
And how did he get to do that? By getting people to stand there and wait for him.
And yet, my face, all the fucking time, Migs Rosales, where are you? If you're listening to this podcast, fuck your dive spots.
Wow.
Ask.
It's like summoning Candyman.
No, you know why? Okay, wait. Sorry. Since we're bringing this up, just because history of dive spots.
Okay.
Wait. Are you now the historian on dive spots?
Dive spots.
How many dive spots you've eaten?
He's taken a lot of dive spots.
How many dive spots you've eaten?
As head young boy, Kamus has eaten a lot of dives.
I know your skull has taken quite a bit of hits.
Yeah, he has required dental work.
So if you look back at the footage of every dive spot that Migs Rosales took over his PWR career, every fucking one of them ends with my face either buried under his ass or just me at the bottom of the pile, and then Mick's just like, Camus, I'm so sorry, it's you again.
But did you like it?
Yes. Wait, maybe you're doing it wrong.
No. Because he'd do the whisper in the wind.
Yeah, I know.
He'd do the whisper in the wind, and then sometimes he'd under-rotate, and then it would fucking hit me in the skull.
No. I mean, like, I've been watching the dive spots recently, and then I noticed the way they do it, and maybe some of us have been doing it wrong.
Some of us have been doing it wrong, unfortunately. But it's still fun. It's still fun. Dive spots are great, guys.
Yeah.
Lucha House Party. Back to the
Back to the tag team fucking chamber match.
For a spot fest, I enjoyed it.
Well, yeah, there was a story, naman. It wasn't just a spot fest for a spot fest's sake, diba na? Mm-hmm. They really tried to build up Heavy Machinery.
Mm. Yeah,
they were giving Heavy Machinery the Kofi Kingston treatment.
Yes. Mm.
So I liked it. And the funny thing about all of this is that Otis is probably going to be wrestling on the pre-show in like a 6-minute match. So I don't know. Nakakatawa lang na they're employing the same techniques to get Otis over, which is kind of working, but for a less consequential finish.
Yeah. Well,
or payoff.
Well, it's not like he's going to win. I mean, first of all, Ziggler and Rude aren't even the tag team champions. So it's not like there is a prime, unless something happens between now and WrestleMania, diba?
Yeah, I think they're leading towards Otis and Dolph naman eh,
with
Mandy Rose as like special ref or whatever, right? Or Mandy on a pole. Fuck, I don't know. sorry, that came out very wrong.
I think, did you just call her a stripper?
I did not. I said Mandy on a pole the way it would be contract on a pole.
Or
weapon
Judy,
on a pole.
Or Judy, what's her name? Judy
Bagwell?
Bagwell. Judy Bagwell on a pole. That's been done.
Yeah, but it gets mo parang like they're fighting over a woman.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to say this to denigrate a woman or to reduce her to a thing, but this is what the story has done. She is basically the woman in the fridge.
Sure.
And it's way less consequential than the WWE Championship. So like I appreciate the effort they're putting into Otis to get us invested into his well-being or his arc or whatever. It's just that what is he really fighting for?
Love.
Right. Love and ham.
Yeah, Stan. Love and ham.
Love and
steak.
Ham.
Which is...
Steaks and weights.
I don't know. It's really weird to me.
No, what he's fighting for is basically love. And it's a way to get yourself remembered by the audience. So by that already he's won. More than, you know, someone like in the Lucha House Party, right? These people know him for something.
Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, this goes way beyond just a guy hanging off the ceiling.
Yeah. I mean, he could potentially leverage that for what? A SmackDown Tag Team Championship shot or even a reign, diba?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
It definitely gets Heavy Machinery over.
Yeah, if later down the road, post-WrestleMania, if Heavy Machinery wins titles, I think at this point, medyo na-legitimize na sila for me.
Yeah. Tulad
nung first opportunity nila against Daniel Bryan and Rowan, I was like, why are these two jabronis even in this match?
Yeah, but they're not jabronis anymore.
Yeah, there you go. That's what he's fighting for.
Exactly.
Love and respect. There, that's what it is. They're MTNH.
Yes, thank you for turning them into MTNH, Camus.
So, sino sa kanila si Imbabayashi? Sino sa kanila si Red?
Ikaw.
Well,
Chino. I'm throwing the question back at you.
No, I think Otis is Imbabayashi because he's looking for love.
Okay. I did not say it.
No, he's looking for love. No, it's true. I don't mean that in any negative way.
All right. Okay. Other things that happened at Elimination Chamber. Let's talk about that Daniel Bryan Drew Gulak match and the nuts. Because
How do you even?
How
do you even spot that? I didn't catch it.
I didn't catch that.
Okay. I just ended my radio show this morning, and then Debbie, who comes in after me, goes inside the booth, and the first thing she says to me is, "Hey, Stan, what do you think about Daniel Bryan's nuts?" And this is a woman who does not watch WWE programming regularly.
But she watches Daniel Bryan's nuts.
No, she saw it on Twitter.
Yeah, for sure, nakita niya sa Twitter, right?
Okay.
So yeah, same question for the guy who screen-capped it, or the girl who screen-capped it. Whoever it was. How do you notice it? Because ako di ko napansin that I was watching the damn match.
Ibig sabihin nun, naghanap talaga siya.
Okay, so the spot in question was the suplex to the outside that got reversed also, di ba? That's when it happened. So in the, you know, it's a very chaotic spot because it's one suplex to the apron and then another one to the floor. So for most people, you're watching the feet, you're watching the guy go up and go down. In the case of whoever screen who caught it, was like they were probably watching somebody's dick the whole time anyway.
I have a feeling.
Yeah, that's the only way you'll see
That's the only way you'll see it.
No, no, if you look for it.
I saw that it was him. It was in the suplex spot. Yeah, the suplex to the outside. How
that's,
do you even
that's what I just said. I think it might have been on the tight pull.
No, no, no. I thought that he was. I was trying to recall the GIF, and I thought he was running the ropes.
No, it was a suplex spot. So, yeah, everybody got exposed to Daniel Bryan's nuts on,
a great match,
on live pay per view. But, yeah, that was I would say it was the best match of the show.
My pick of the week.
The origins of Birdie Bella, aka Daniel Bryan's nuts.
Thank you for keeping it very classy, Chino.
I'm like, God damn it, Chino. It's science. You've said terrible
it's
things.
Science, guys.
Yeah, Bryan versus Gulak. I hope it doesn't end there. Kamas just pulled up Twitter. Forgot to put his phone on mute. I think he was trying to look for Daniel Bryan's nuts.
I am looking for Daniel Bryan's nuts.
Going back to it, that's what happens when you're not wrestling in the main event. You get to rest. You get to work with whoever you want, and you get time to do matches like that.
Well, you don't necessarily get to work with whomever you want.
No, but I think if you're Daniel.
It comes with being Daniel fucking
Bryan.
Yeah,
exactly, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's earned as much to get to pick and choose who he wants to do shows with. Yeah.
Can we say that he's like our generation's Shawn Michaels now?
Well, he's not that old yet. I mean, hindi pa naman siya retirement tour.
But Sean retired at like early 40s, and Brian's already 38.
You retired in the early 40s.
But also,
binigyan siya ng Saudi money.
No, but also Shawn Michaels had more mileage on his body than Daniel Bryan.
And I don't think Daniel Bryan is as compromised as Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, because Shawn Michaels had a lot of drugs in his system at some point.
Well, I'm not making a one-to-one comparison. Yung tipong, Shawn Michaels, the guy na who doesn't need validation anymore. Kahit sino pong makalaban niya on the card, it doesn't matter if he wins or loses, he'll put on a great match and his credibility never really goes down anymore.
If you put it that way, yes. But at the same time, I think he's much better than Shawn Michaels.
No, I think...
Is the argument better suited for Edge, who's also returning?
No. I would say that you have a point, but I don't think he's the only one. Like, I think there are other guys like AJ Styles who are also on that same boat.
Immune to, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, AJ can look like a chump with The Undertaker and with Aleister Black just beating him up. And hindi na mababawasan yung credibility niya, di ba?
Or his merch sales.
Yeah.
There's that. So, I think like, you can make the case, but Daniel Bryan is an improvement on that trope of Sean. Na parang it's show stopping. Every time he steps in the ring, you're paying attention. But at the end of the day, he's doing more for these younger guys or the guys that, some of us knew deserved it. The ones who do their homework for years and years and years.
Why did you have to look at me when you said that?
I'm looking at him too. Oh. I'm looking at
I know my Drew Gulak.
No, okay. It's not just Drew Gulak anymore. It's Drew Gulak. It was Kofi.
I know my Kofi Kingston. What the fuck are you saying?
Are you assuming, sir,
that I do not watch wrestling? Because I watch more wrestling than you do at this point.
Ooh.
God damn.
You sure?
Because I actually watch the show, sir.
Oh no.
Sige na.
The gauntlet has been thrown.
Sige na.
Kamus, you gonna take that from him?
Yes, I will.
He took that
I'm
L.
I'm taking the L because it's been a rough couple of weeks.
He took that L.
But yeah. I did squeeze in WXW.
We'll talk about that in a bit. Yeah. I just wanted to raise a point about Bryan because we're here at the stage of his career now. He's a 5-time champion, and we don't really care about whether he wins or loses in his feuds anymore. Whereas 5-6 years ago, this is a big question mark hanging over our heads.
That's true.
I think Bryan is still gonna have a couple of more runs in his career. Can we agree on that?
Sure.
Or at least be in the position to win?
Go China.
Ako kasi, I feel like the fact that he came back after 3 years being off is enough of a win for him
Yeah.
Diba? Valid. The fact that he came back after all that time and won the title and became this, and reinvented himself already solidifies him as that person, as that guy on the roster.
I agree with that. No, but Camus also has a point. Pero not because they need him to. I mean, not because they want him to that much. More of they'll probably need him to if what the main event scene on SmackDown gets thin.
Yeah.
And he's healthy, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. We never got anyone who replaced John Cena outright.
Yeah, we still
Roman Reigns.
We're kind of getting Roman.
Okay, it's becoming Roman, sure, but
it was always Roman.
It was always going to be Roman,
whether we wanted it to be or not.
But now we sort of do.
Now, but before, did you?
No.
Have we talked about Roman getting booed? Like getting booed again now that Roman Goldberg thing is happening?
Ooh.
Do I think we should
go into that.
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay, booing a man with cancer.
Yeah. No, WWE.
No, who overcame cancer, buddy?
WWE has managed to make fans boo a guy who has overcome cancer. Let's take it back to WrestleMania 35. I was there and I was cheering along with most of the audience when Roman Reigns came out to face Drew McIntyre. And I would say now there was a bit of a split, but it was still more yay than boo. Mm. Now we're back to pre-cancer. Pre-cancer levels of Roman hate.
And this
Roman Reigns.
Hindi pa rin eh. It's a different hate. It's a different kind of hate. It's you hate the situation that they're putting him in. What are you gonna do? Diba? What are you gonna do?
It's not because he's bad or anything. It's probably because he's
We hate what's going on.
Yeah.
Because we've seen Roman destroy human beings. He's speared the Big Show into next week, and the Big Show is how many hundred times bigger than Bill Goldberg is now.
He fed Baron Corbin dog food.
That's true too. But if you look at it this way, Roman Reigns doesn't deserve this. But this is the case. We're gonna get another Roman Reigns title run, hopefully.
So you rather see Roman Reigns go up against a Fiend?
Yes.
Actually, I would. Now that we think about it, Roman would want to, but if the plan is to have him be a face, but after all this time, right? Then yeah, it might have been better to put him up against Goldberg. That might have been a better juke, because if you put him up with a Fiend, he's just gonna get
booed.
No, he's gonna get booed by people who want the Fiend.
Yeah,
the Fiend is so over still.
Yeah, so put the Fiend up against John Cena, turn John Cena heel. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, it's amazing how fans are booing Roman Reigns again. Goldberg is like an ironic face, I guess. Like he comes out and he doesn't do anything egregiously bad or like necessarily bad, but he gets booed because he's Bill Goldberg.
Because he's had his time. He's an old man who should have been put out the pasture and shot in the head.
No, I think this is it. I think this is the...
This better be it.
Yeah.
Or he comes back and... Okay.
He comes back and he demolishes Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship. In three seconds.
Fuck you. Let me have this.
Spear, 1, 2, 3.
Tapos, yeah.
No, I was going to...
Who's next?
I was going to say, there is one scenario that I don't think I've ever brought up on the show, is that Bill Goldberg does the job to Undertaker and gives Undertaker one last championship run before he calls it the day.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's happening.
Yeah,
I mean, AJ Styles just challenged the Undertaker. Yep. Let's segue to that.
We're on Raw talk now.
Yeah, Raw happened this morning, and that was one of the big highlights, right? Was AJ Styles calling out the Undertaker,
calling out Mark Calloway.
Yeah, so that's the first time that WWE canon has officially recognized Mark Calloway as the Undertaker
on a show.
On a show. On a Even show. Though naset na nila yung president through the Stone Cold
podcast. Yeah. He didn't even do the Taker voice.
He exposed himself.
He was full on Texan in that.
Yeah.
One,
he was Mark.
Yeah. He was all Arn Anderson up in that shit.
Yeah.
So I have a few issues with that AJ Styles promo.
Oh.
Number one, parang are they that desperate to get a reaction from people that they had to use the Undertaker's real name? One. Two, come on, we're just like 1 week fresh off of Randy RKOing Beth. And then now AJ has to go after Michelle and eviscerate her on TV like that. Parang ang repetitive naman na back-to-back weeks there's an evisceration of wrestling wags.
I thought it was weird too, because I thought the whole thing was going to be about AJ declaring himself Mr. WrestleMania and all that. But I thought that was an okay hook to use.
Yeah, instead, parang ang petty lang eh. It's but, not compelling.
But then again, AJ is a dick, so...
Yeah, you know, argument ko for that. I think because AJ Styles is this dickish persona now, it's not beneath him to call out Michelle McCool or Mark Calloway in this scenario.
Yeah, but like, why does a wrestling wife have to be called selfish 2 weeks in a row?
No, you know why? Because AJ Styles hates your wife, no matter what.
No, I mean, no, what he's saying
is...
It's
not a good argument.
It's not a good argument. I was just trying to make it because Wendy.
Wendy.
It's still stuck in my head.
Yo, Wendy.
Jeez.
No, but yeah,
He's playing the Samoa Joe playbook.
No, I mean, diminishing returns, yeah. Pretty much. So, I don't know. Sometimes Paul Heyman is good. Sometimes he's... somehow lazy.
Ako, I like the fact that they are demystifying The Undertaker.
And hasn't he been demystified enough?
Wait, demystified?
Is he not human again?
No, I don't think so.
He's not an undead wizard.
No, I really don't think so. I really think that the WWE is trying to stick to the fact that The Undertaker is the Phenom and super mythical niya, diba?
I don't think so in the year of our Lord 2020, in 2019.
After what you did... by letting him lose to Brock at 30, letting him lose to Roman at 33, but him getting thrown around and getting injured.
Wait, but he squashed John Cena and that won WrestleMania.
Doesn't count. Doesn't really count.
Really?
Doesn't really count.
After John Cena sat around and waited for him the whole show?
Doesn't really count.
No, I mean, like, Stone Cold Sessions pa lang, eh, diba? So, I really don't think he is as much of a phenom he was before.
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm not saying that he is still a phenom. I'm just saying they're doubling down on the fact na, oh, eto na, basag na yung idea ni Undertaker. You're now just a wrestler.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're saying. That he's not supernatural anymore.
He's not an undead wizard.
I just wish na AJ didn't have to bag on Michelle. At least not this week. Maybe like a week closer or 2 or 3 weeks after this week.
Kahit na go home. Eh,
yeah, so go home.
Is that really the way you want to go home?
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Because you went after the guy's wife.
Okay.
Someone who isn't even on television. I guess then you can make that separation now. Oh, yeah, when Randy did it to Beth, she was actually in the ring. AJ called out Michelle, who wasn't even there in the arena.
But what if Michelle McCool uses this as an excuse to appear on TV?
And a Faith Breaker versus Styles Clash?
Diba?
Labanan ng finisher.
Ina, putang ina, madali.
If he called Michelle out for that reason, okay lang.
Yeah. It should have been about the finisher.
Yo.
It should have gone full meta. I mean, they were already going meta with like the Mark Calloway, the Michelle McCool references. They might as well just call out in Faith Breaker.
I wouldn't put it beyond creative to have Michelle McCool come out, siguro in a week or so, face down AJ Styles, defend herself, and then you reference the Faith Breaker against the Styles Clash.
Should have been that.
Yeah. Eh, wala. They didn't do that. We've got lots more to talk about when it comes to Raw, but we'll take a quick break to talk to you about our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Here are just a few reasons why PayMaya is actually a great thing to get yourself into. Number one, you can scan to pay to get random balik bayad of 1%, 10%, or 100%. Number two, you get double balik bayad every weekend. And three, you get to pay a bill every Saturday and Sunday and get 100 pesos per unique biller. And this can happen for up to 3 billers for the entire promo period. And if you want to check out all the promos, they're posted at paymaya.com/deals. So here's the second half of the code for this week's episode of the Wrestling Podcast, and it is Balik Bayad. So the entire code is WW Balik Bayad. Again, that is WW Balik Bayad. So go download the PayMaya app, sign up, use our code, and let's get our Balik Bayad together. And we are back. All right, let's talk about the rest of Raw and start off with Edge coming back. So we haven't seen him since the episode right after the Royal Rumble, and this week he gets to interact with MVP and, to an extent, Randy Orton.
Yeah, it's good for him to be back. I was hoping that they wouldn't make it, longer for him to return.
Yeah.
So,
especially with so many Raws.
Yeah, exactly, right? So, I think it was a good time to get him back. And it was a good thing for him to finally exact some measure of revenge against Randy.
Yeah, nakakatuwa rin na they got MVP involved. It's like all the old-timers getting together for this one segment. And MVP's at a point where he's like the Robert Stone of Raw.
Mm.
So he's dressing up in suits now and he's trying to build his own stable of talent.
Mm.
Robert Stone.
Well, it's about time then. I think a lot of people could benefit from his talking skills.
Yeah.
And it's not as though MVP has lost much of a step in that regard.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, he is a guy who used to wrestle so he can take bumps. So if the story calls for it, MVP will come in handy. Mm. And that's basically what we got when Edge speared him and then hit him with the concerto twice. I love that Edge never lost in Crazy Eyes.
So, fucking love that. When they close
signature
up on
yun,
that.
Yeah, the Edge Crazy Eyes that never gets old. Randy Orton tucking his tail between his legs after taking that RKO was also pretty good.
It wasn't the best RKO, but...
He does the RKO...
It wasn't supposed to look like the best RKO.
It's not even his move.
Oh, the specialty unit. Then again, he did the RKO.
He just does it to send the message.
He just spent 2 SmackDown icons to steal it.
Yeah, then again, he did the RKO as well as he does the spear.
Which is also very that. Well.
Yeah.
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 I mean, okay, he's fine. A little older now, guys.
Yeah. He's a lot older now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been gone for 8 years.
Oh. I know. Plus. But I'm still excited to see this match.
Yeah, I am too.
Mm. I really, like, for what, however long it goes, whatever the stip is, I want to see this match. And if we get a burning table out of it, I'm going to freak the fuck out.
Yeah, pretty sure we're not getting a burning table.
I don't think they're going to go all out in this one. Siguro's spear snippy not one of
that. You know what, Chino? You say that now. But... I don't think
it's going to happen. Yeah. They haven't used fire in a long time.
Yeah.
Not since the Inferno match between Kane and Bray Wyatt.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that happened.
Yeah, that did happen, and there were no burning tables.
Wasn't that in Saudi?
No, that was at SummerSlam 2013.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Dude.
Yeah, that's a while back, too.
Yeah, the Bray Wyatt character has been around for so long.
But has evolved so well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right, one more thing about Raw that I want to talk about is Riddick Moss.
Ah!
We have to talk about Riddick Moss. Longest
reigning
24/7 champion.
There you go.
Okay.
I still find this so ridiculous for a guy who was like labeled as an NXT cast-off.
Yeah, I just found it weird that they brought him in as Mojo's defensive lineman, in main term?
Offensive lineman.
Because defensive lineman, whatever.
Yeah. There's a big difference between offensive and defensive.
But they're both linemen. Anyway, moving on.
So, yeah, football reference. He's supposed to be Mojo's heavy, and then he turns on Mojo like the next week. And now Mojo is nowhere to be found, and Riddick Moss is defending the 24/7 championship in actual proper matches.
Beating Ricochet.
As someone who's actually watched the singles matches, he's not bad.
Yeah, he's not. I like the finisher. I love that neck breaker.
He's not terrible at all.
It's a great variation of the neck breaker, which has become basically just an ordinary move right now.
It's a transitional move for some people.
You never really, I don't think anyone's ever really thought much of Riddick Moss back when he was teaming down in NXT with Tino Sabatelli. But
wasn't he teaming with Angelo Dawkins also at some point?
At some point. But now that he's, I guess, someone saw something in him, and now he's been promoted to the main roster. He's been made the 24/7 champion. And
Running with it.
Also because he's been given a bunch of good opponents.
Yeah.
So, okay lang din. It's certainly, I understand why people would be upset when he would beat guys like Ricochet, Cedric Alexander. But he's not doing terribly in there.
Yeah. It's like if you give a guy a chance, just see where it goes.
Yeah,
at
I'm just
see where it goes.
I'm just kind of sad now. It's like na pigan na lahat ng creative juices nila for the 24/7 championship. So now they're doing this.
Well, I don't.
I kind of miss the comedy.
Yes.
No, I think they're taking a break from the comedy.
Because it's serious season. It's WrestleMania.
No, not
season.
Just that. No. It's not just serious season, but you at some point the comedy did wear out as well. So now you miss it, and I guess the seriousness worked.
Speaking of the comedy, Drake Maverick was on SmackDown this week, diba? And it was weird how he was talking to Drew Gulak as if he wasn't the GM of 205. Is he still? Because I stopped watching 205 long ago.
All right. As the guy who did the reviews, when they did the NXT thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't clear anymore on what Drake Maverick's role was. At some point, as late as December last year, he was still like ordering people around, like, or at least ordered the now returned Jack Gallagher to be suspended. But they weren't really doing much with him, so parang nobody made the matches. Yeah. It wasn't clear who was the authority figure on the Purple brand. So now, I think he's just some dude hanging around the SmackDown roster.
Yeah, it's so weird. R.I.P. Drake Maverick's legitimacy. R.I.P. all those colored suits.
Yeah.
He's just some guy hanging out, some guy who will randomly appear in the Ruthless Aggression documentary commentary, di ba? Napaka weird.
Yeah, sayang, he doesn't. I would at least want him to be used somehow in the NXT Cruiserweight division, but he's on SmackDown.
I mean, they merged it with NXT, so yeah, I guess their GM is William Regal now?
Hindi, inya rin eh. On NXT, it's Regal, but on 205 Live, it's some weird voice from above, I guess.
Or the inmates run the asylum.
Yeah.
The anonymous GM.
Yeah. So that's super weird. That's kind of why I took a break from watching 205 Live as well, because
it's hokey.
It's not hokey. They're still trying, but it's clearly the B show to NXT. Mm.
All right. Okay. A couple more things we got to talk about. Let's stick to WWE and let's talk about WXW. A wrestler by the name of David Starr. He's American, by the way.
He is Jewish.
Yes.
That's a big gimmick of his.
Yeah. He is in the news right now because there are rumors going around.
First of all, he was let go from WXW.
Yeah. And the rumors are that WWE pressured WXW, with whom they have a working relationship, to let go of David Starr.
Yeah. So basically, they hinted at it because David Starr said, nah. It was a mutual decision that neither he nor WXW wanted to make. So if you follow David Starr at all, and you'll probably see that he likes to talk about the big companies. So he likes talking about the welfare of wrestlers around the world, wherever they may be. Mm-hmm. He wants wrestlers to have better rights, better benefits, and all that.
Compensation unions, big stuff that regular jobs in quotations
have. Because wrestlers put their bodies on the line every night. So,
and he's not wrong in that desire.
So he could be very, very vocal against the establishment. And the rumored reason is that is the reason why. But the PR reason is that he did an angle back a few months ago with Walter, in which he stomped the WWE UK Championship, the belt itself, on the mat.
Mm-hmm. Right. For context, WXW is where I first saw Walter and Ilya Dragunov. So that's their home promotion, isn't it?
They are based out of the UK?
No. They're Germany.
The Obenhausen, Germany.
Yeah.
So WXW is from Germany.
Okay. Yeah, so WXW has loaned some talents to WWE in the Cruiserweight Classic.
The Imperium guys, basically.
On NXT UK as well, yeah.
And like Leo Rush was supposed to appear in the most recent, like
16-carat.
Their bola, essentially.
Yeah.
Their bola. Leo Rush was supposed to appear. Leo Rush gets pulled. Leo Rush gets replaced by Jeff Cobb.
Oh, yes.
That was
interesting.
Thing.
But anyway, we're digressing. So
yes,
it's really strange and also kind of concerning that WWE could force an independent promotion to stop working with someone just because they don't like him.
Yeah, and it begs the question: how much money is changing hands for things like this?
Yeah,
how much influence are they exerting on places like Evolve? Because we've known David's Mr. Starr has also been employed by Evolve at some points. Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, though. These promotions we're talking about, Evolve, WXW, Progress to a certain extent, they actually have working relationships with WWE. So they're a feeder system, right? Uh-huh. But like, they're sort of like it now.
It's super loose, because that's also the problem with it. It's super loose.
Yes, but the fact of the matter is, my relationship sila.
Oh,
unlike PWR, which does not have a relationship with WWE.
Okay.
So like, if anybody from the PWR roster also advocated for like unionization of wrestlers or wrestler's medical rights or whatever. Mm. I don't think there will be that blowback. You get what I mean?
Yeah, but also, what are we in compared to what platform this
video is? I understand.
I was going to say that.
I understand. Like, you could substitute PWR for any other independent promotion na walang working relationship with WWE. Like sure, Chikara.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
If somebody from Chikara said the same thing.
Chikara does have a working relationship with WWE.
Oh, yeah, because Quackenbush.
Okay, fine. Combat Zone.
All right, CZW. CZW. All
right, sure. Yeah, so yeah, somebody from CZW or Dragon Gate says something like this. Will these promotions be forced to let go of that someone?
Maybe not.
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely.
So I think it goes back to the fact na meron pa rin kasing relationship. So may clout si WWE over these smaller fish.
But it's still not a good look.
It's definitely not a good look. I'm not disputing that.
A big company like WWE to quash a guy who just wants to have better conditions for everyone in the business.
At the same time, David Starr has not been completely great about the way that he's
done this. but that is how the left operates. Because, I mean, they're just getting people to listen to what they have to say.
Sure.
Right. Another outside the ring piece of news about the WWE is the falling stock prices.
Ah!
So if you've been following the corporate or the business side,
wow!
It was reported over the weekend that there is some discontent among the
stockholders.
The stockholders of WWE over the declining stock prices, and it apparently, allegedly, reportedly, has something to do with blood money.
Are we not surprised?
No, for context, the stock has gone down from $100 per share to $40.
Look at us talking about news.
Bibili na ako.
No. Chino.
Mong gumastos ng $40 per share times 100.
I was going to say, the way these stocks work is that you can't just buy one.
I saw ya.
Well, you can't.
Did you just learn that right here? Were you today years old?
No. In case,
I look like I know how stocks work? Come on.
Yeah, but in the case of WWE, you have to buy a lot. Yes.
You have to buy a sizable chunk, which is I would say at least 1,000 individual stocks.
Even like 100 muna. At least 100.
Well, it depends on which 100. Stock market you're guess, operating. Yeah.
No, because there's the dividend and non-dividend paying ones.
Sure.
So
yes, even if you own like say 0.005% of WWE, you probably just earn like or own like one turnbuckle, isang bakal ng turnbuckle na yun.
Anyway, the point of this being that okay, let's pause on the falling stock price. WWE stock has been very volatile ever since this relationship with Saudi started. So it's gone up, it's gone down. The Hulk Hogan incident where. What is that?
Yung sex tape?
Yeah.
Matagal na yun compared to the
Saudi thing. No. The black people.
The N-word.
Yes, that word. That was the sex tape.
It was a bed tape. It was tape while he was in bed.
Yeah, he wasn't having sex.
After sex.
Okay.
But this was in 2015. Come on.
Yes. No, but the it was still public. It was still a public company. It was still publicly traded. And the stock, that was the lowest point prior to this.
I see you giving me the edge crazy eyes. But what I'm trying to tell you is that that was like 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. We're talking about more recent developments with the Saudi shit.
Now, the funny part to me is that people believed the Saudi rumors. Because even now, it's not clear. It's not final that, you know, what we thought happened in Saudi actually happened. So it's interesting for sure that these stockholders thought of that as real, and that caused the price to go down. But it's also because of, you know, some co-presidents leaving the company recently.
That's also played a huge factor in the whole stock scenario.
Yeah, but if it all leads to the company somehow ditching the Saudi Arabia relationship, and I'm all for it.
Yeah, because I was also going to say global markets are all down.
Oh, yeah, that's also true. Yes,
it's like every because across the board, the Philippine index dropped 400.
No. What Stan forgot to say was that this is all the subject of a class action lawsuit by the stockholders against the company for basically losing them their money.
Yeah, and apparently they're also not happy that Vince seems to be more focused on the XFL now.
There have been rumors that Vince McMahon has been seen less and less on WWE shows.
Yeah.
And yet it's still being booked like Vince. So,
well, he can still do, he can work remotely, like anyone with the coronavirus.
Oh yeah, thanks for mentioning the coronavirus. Because one, patalo siya. Two, it's really affecting everybody.
Every a lot. Fucking organization.
Yep. Every so industry, much. Man. You know, like we can dish out an entire laundry list of events within our circles that the coronavirus has affected. But let's keep it to wrestling because as of today, basically every New Japan Cup date has been canceled.
It has or been, postponed. Officially. No, officially canceled.
So wala nang New Japan Cup for this year.
It's not happening.
So we wasted 15
years. Yes, we did.
On an event that's not going to happen.
Thanks, coronavirus.
So yeah, so that's out. This past weekend, Stardom held an empty arena show.
It was fun.
Yeah, you can actually catch that on YouTube.
It's a good show. So New Japan's canceled. That's canceled. Our friends in Thailand.
Yeah, you have our friends in Thailand who are still pursuing a very, very unique and exciting endeavor, which we'll get to in a bit. I just want to say, just to close
SCW,
out.
SCW, didn't they cancel a few shows as well? Grapple Max.
Grapple Max canceled their show, but still put on a show.
No People Gate Din.
Yeah, so all of these shows are getting canceled left and right, and it's very concerning. It's very alarming for sure. Here on our end in the Philippines, wala pang announcements, so we don't know if events are going to get pulled, if events are going to get canceled. This might also be a good time for us to tell you that certain events that we've been promoting and we've been really excited for may not push through because of the coronavirus. And those events are, one, our 6th anniversary podcast/party.
Yes. April 2 dapat.
Yeah, that's kind of up in the air right now. And to the WrestleMania viewing party at Skinny Mike's, given that apparently there was at least one confirmed case from the Net Park building,
which
is a few blocks away from Skinny Mike's.
Yeah.
No, it's not next door. It's a few blocks away.
A few blocks away and could have easily been... But these St. Luke's, BGC.
So that's sort of next door. It's like a block away from Skinny Mike's. So here's what's going down. We're going to be communicating with our partners for these events. And we're going to keep ourselves updated with the status of this coronavirus hysteria.
Yeah.
And we'll keep giving you updates as we get closer to the dates.
And wash your hands, people, for the love of God. It's so easy to solve this problem. Just wash your hands with soap.
It's not just that, though. I mean, like, it is very easy to solve.
No, but it starts with that.
No. I'm not disputing that. But it's also a matter of, please lock us down already. Government, because we don't want to be risking our lives out there.
And Strata 2000, pakilagan po ng hand soap yung banyo namin. Yeah. Kasi isa na nga lang yung lababo, di pa naguhugas ng kamay yung mga tao. Pwede ba?
Nakikinig ba sila sa podcast? Fuck no. Building admin?
I don't think so. I just wanted to say it.
Write a letter.
It's so easy to solve this problem.
But can we also just say it?
It's easy to solve, but we do need the government to and private companies to start taking the necessary next steps as well.
I want Lil Dicky to release a remixed version of Earth. Instead of the HPV line, I'm NCOV. Don't let me in.
Oh God. Okay.
Lil Yachty still singing.
Can we also just like make it clear that on a PWR level, as far as we know, Path of Gold is still pushing through.
As far as we know, yes. Yeah.
As of the time of recording. Just for people who are listening to this and wondering.
And wondering, for sure. You
what
have questions.
About Path of Gold? It's as of now.
Yeah.
Still happening, guys.
Besides, if you encounter a member of MSG, we're going to give you the same memo that the NBA released. No high fives, no handshakes, fist bumps lang. All right.
Or inch bumps.
Feet bumps.
No. Okay. Let's round this out by... Crap, there's one more thing I wanted us to talk about.
Was there?
What?
Big Papa Pump?
Scott Steiner's alive.
Alive and recovering. No, that's well and good. New Japan is putting out weirder shit day by day on their YouTube channel.
Yeah, with Naito and Hiromu just blaming the coronavirus.
Yes, for everything. It's a great
that was
meme.
So weird.
It's a great meme.
I thought it wasn't real until I saw it.
But no, I was going to say, this is the better part. Chaos is putting out DVD-level content out into the world for free now.
All right.
Just so people are still paying attention to
that. And they're releasing documentaries. Like there's that Okada documentary coming up, right?
It's out now.
Yeah, so you can go check that out on NJPW World. Again, this is a way for these promotions to, I guess, still make money or draw revenue from the current situation. Pero sad lang for the other companies. All around the world, especially the smaller ones who really rely on these live events for their operations to keep running. It really sucks that the coronavirus has had this big of an effect on every one of us. All right. With that, I guess we've told you about the upcoming events. Let's tease our listeners about what else they can expect from this week on the Wrestling podcast.
So you might have seen a few weeks back in Interaction after we released our last Wives and Girlfriends series episode.
Ay, puta.
So it is a highly controversial. Is it, can we call it controversial?
I don't want to. I am. No,
it's a lang.
No.
So Makoy pare and I settled an 8-year beef, right, last week. But this next episode is nothing compared to me and Makoy.
We might need police escorts for this one.
We might need an interventionist to intervene.
Shout out to Doc Gia and the Walwal Sesh crew.
Yeah, you can
if
check them out, by the way.
If you are free on Thursday at 7, the police drop by. We will need your expertise.
Why tita mo tinanong?
We just might need some counseling help. Yun na lang. Right, because we're gonna be having our last WAG series episode for quite a bit, and we're gonna make sure that we go out big, we go out strong,
we go out mahapa.
So there, that's the teaser for this week's second episode of the Wrestling podcast.
And spoiler alert, it's not Ralphie Mabayashi who's gonna be guesting with him,
because he's looking for love.
Well, yes.
But someone did ask if they count as wives and girlfriends
and
couple.
The answer is no.
No, of course not.
Unless they want to be counted as one.
But neither of them are female, and a wife and a girlfriend is female.
Okay. We go in heteronormative now?
I was going to say, wow, Stan.
Wow, gender roles, yeah, Stan, really? Yeah. Wow, in 2020, Stan? Wow.
Damn.
Fucking woke trolls.
Pag na-cancel tayo, kayo may kasalanan.
Woke trolling me here.
No, right, no, for real.
All right, that brings us to the end of this episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Thank you so much to everybody who's kept us on the air, to our friends from Podcast Network Asia who've been disinfecting the booth, and our friends here at We Remote who've been disinfecting the office
and the mics.
In light of the coronavirus.
And the mics, yeah, mind you.
If you have any other feedback you want to send our way, any other things you want us to talk about, you can always hit us up at Wrestling2XPod, or individually it is at Chino Supersized, at Caveman Camus, at Roe is War, and at _StanC. So we'll see you for our next episode. Our
picks.
Sort of controversial one. I think we're all picking Daniel Bryan versus Drew Gulak.
But let's at least say it out loud. Guys, watch that match.
Okay.
Pick of the week.
All right. So on behalf of the still spracking Raf Camus,
Sami Zayn is the best! He's over 5 minutes now. Just so you know that.
All right.
Yeah. No, I thought I had like 30 seconds.
All right, shut up now, Camus. And on behalf of Chino Liao and Romaran, my name is Stan C. Thank you so much. Thanks to Pay Maya, WWE Balik Bayad for this week. And with that, we are out of here.
Peace.
Wash your hands!
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.